As outrage and protests continue to shake Kenosha, Wisconsin, after the police shooting of another young black man, Jacob Blake, his mother, Julia Jackson, and the family's pastor are calling America to prayer. This is Nadia for the Charisma News Podcast. Hear the rest of the story after a short message from our sponsors.
This is Stephen Strang, and I just want to call attention to the two books I've written recently called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, which came out in January, and then the sequel, which came out in early May, called God, Trump, and COVID-19, which kind of picks up where the first one led off. I wrote both of them to try to inspire Christians and motivate them to get involved because the issues are so important in this election. And I try to make the case, I hope I do make the case, that this is the most important election of our lives. I talk about it from a spiritual perspective. I talk about the prophetic. I talk about what God's word says on these different issues. I quote a lot of Christian leaders on what they say. I kind of give them a platform. Both books are very well researched. God, Trump, and the 2020 Election has extensive footnotes, really, as both of them do. And it's my way to try to make the argument that Christians have to get involved, that God has raised up Donald Trump for such a time as this, that he really is like the media portrays him, and he's been a very strong supporter of Christian principles. So you can get these books really wherever books are sold, certainly online on ChristianBooks.com or Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, as well as on my own website, which is SteveStrangBooks.com, where you can get a bundle or you can get a special price for multiple copies, and also all the copies on my own website, SteveStrangBooks.com, are autographed by the author. A lot of people like that, so I went ahead and did it as just a blessing. And also maybe a little incentive to buy there, but really, wherever you get the book is fine. My purpose is to get out the word, and I need your help to help me get out the word for this very important election. God bless you.
Before the Blake family began their press conference August 25th, attorney Ben Crump introduced Pastor James E. Ward Jr. Ward has pastored Blake's family for more than 30 years. Attorney Crump asked him to lead the group of family members, attorneys, and media representatives in prayer. Ward explained that at Blake's mother's request and at Attorney Crump's request, he wanted to set the tone of the press conference by briefly representing their faith in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and offer a word of prayer. Before praying, Ward gave a heartwarming speech about the state of our nation and how Christians should respond. He said, "There are three types of law that govern a nation: spiritual law, moral law, and civil law, but we are only familiar with civil law, and we are often ignorant of the ramifications of violating spiritual and moral law, which civil law alone cannot remedy." He goes on to say, "When these spiritual and moral foundations are destroyed, societies implode, people hurt each other, and what can the righteous do? So we're calling our nation back to faith in God." Despite our differences, Ward said, "Every citizen of America can agree that we indeed have a monumental problem in our nation, a problem that people created, but people are incapable of solving. And often, as we tell our church, we have a sin problem and not just a skin problem." So Ward invites us to join him in prayer as he asks our gracious God for help during these perilous times. For more stories like this one, visit charismanews.com and subscribe to this podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.